como shandera mahaya. Woo! Hokomo shandera mahaya. Hallelujah. 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 There's a spirit of surrender in here today. Hallelujah. 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 I need some people to surrender on today. God is asking for you to surrender on today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I thank him on today. Hallelujah. Just think about him. Just think about him. Hallelujah. Just think about what he's done. Just think about what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Let's just put our minds on them right now. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We lift you up in this place. Hallelujah. We ask that you help us to decrease in our flesh on today. Oh, hallelujah. Help us to decrease in our flesh. Hallelujah. So that you can increase in our spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we surrender on today. Somebody say, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender it all. Hallelujah. I surrender. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Just think on God. Hallelujah. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope it's not too late. We're going to create an atmosphere of worship. Oh, Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Somebody say, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Everything else I'm thinking about, worrying about, give me you. I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, say it's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees crying out to you. Am I the only one in here? Hallelujah. It's me. Worship with me. I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. 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 Too late. I hope it's not too late. to be here today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our health and our strength. Hallelujah. We thank you for coming and dwelling in the midst. Hallelujah. For you said, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, hallelujah, you will dwell in the midst. Hallelujah. I ask, Lord, that you'll continue to use me on today. Hallelujah. To deliver your message unto your people. Soften the hearts that they may receive, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. Everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I was just trying to get my praise on. Hallelujah. I was like, I got to get a praise in today. Hallelujah. You ever get that way? Hallelujah. Where you just got to get a praise in. Hallelujah. And you like, oh God, I got to do it. I know I got to preach, but hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and praise him anyway. Amen. We act like, you know, if you got to preach, you can't praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you got to do prayer, well, no, I can't do scripture. Hallelujah. But sometimes we got to do a lot, wear a lot of hats. Amen. Hallelujah. God's going to get his praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes it starts bubbling up, Mother Jones, and I just can't help it. Amen. Then Bishop said, go on. I was like, oh, man. Okay. That's not how I planned it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Hallelujah. For allowing me this opportunity. Amen. I am just being obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that he would equip and he would qualify. Hallelujah. So, amen. Hallelujah. It's only God. Hallelujah. That would have me up here today. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him for allowing me to be here. And I want to give honor to my pastor. Amen. Suffragan Bishop Virgil Jones Sr. Amen. First Lady Evangelist Cecilia Jones. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody in their respective places. Amen. Because once you start saying certain stuff, you just start messing up. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just thank the Lord. Amen. Give honor where honor is due. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord. Amen. For Pastor allowing us, amen, to get up on a Sunday, amen, and be able to get up in front of the people and be able to exalt the word, amen. So at this time, hallelujah, we're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Psalms 51. Psalms 51. Many of you that know my ministry, amen, you know that at this point in time, I am not a long-winded speaker. Amen. So, hallelujah. Be grateful for that. Somebody ought to say, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody think about Super Bowl Sunday. Somebody think about something else. Amen. We ain't going to be in here too long. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to read it all together. Amen. It's kind of lengthy, but we can get through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us read together. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and upon me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach
transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, upon thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall thy offer bullocks upon thy altar. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord add more blessings unto that word. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord had dropped in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Simple subject. Amen. But it could be a complicated act. Amen. Hallelujah. And the title of my message, amen, is creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Sounds real simple, doesn't it? Amen. Creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. The NIV says, creating me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Steadfast. I might say steadfast. Amen. Creating me a clean heart in the New Living Translation Bible. Oh God, renew a loyal spirit within me. Somebody say loyal. Amen. Hallelujah. So right there we have a two-part scripture. Amen. He's saying, create in me a clean heart. That's one part. And then he says, and renew a right spirit in me. So that's two things we're asking God to do for us. Amen. Hallelujah. First, we're asking him to clean us up, wash us. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he's got to work on our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go down, hallelujah, in baptism and come up clean. Amen. But sometimes we come up with the wrong spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still got some work to do on us. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Matthew, amen, said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they are the ones that shall see God. Amen. So we got to be pure in heart. Amen. Hallelujah. A scripture, another one says, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from mine sin. Amen. So we want God to still work on us. Amen. We want him to, amen, wash us up and give us the right spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was thinking about that. I was like, Lord, what do you want me to say? Hallelujah. And I was thinking about how our houses, amen, hallelujah, how we clean our houses, amen, and we'll clean it up, amen, and we'll clean up what the people can see. Hallelujah. So when we invite them over to our house, the living room looks real good sometimes. Amen. Hallelujah. The kitchen looks good. Amen. Hallelujah. And everything's picked up and you ain't got no toys. You ain't got nothing on the floor. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, evangelist? Hallelujah. It looks real good. Amen. In the front part. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you go, hallelujah, in the back room. Hallelujah. Amen. If you go, hallelujah, somewhere in that one junk room. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That junk room. Hallelujah. Somebody, I know you didn't had it. Hallelujah. That junk drawer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe it's the garage. I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe it's your car. Amen. Hallelujah. And your car looks nice and the inside of it looks nice. Amen. But if you go to the trunk, Bishop, hallelujah, it might be dirty in there. You might be packed with a whole bunch of stuff and it's not clean. Amen. Hallelujah. I know everybody's clean in here. Don't even, hallelujah, don't go there. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes there's a room or a part that's not clean. Hallelujah. We want God to clean it all up. Hallelujah. Spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. Eventually we do spring cleaning and we clean our entire houses and it looks good. Amen. And we, hallelujah, are happy with that. But hallelujah. Amen. Those unclean parts. Amen. Y'all ever seen that TV show Hoarders? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh man, it could be in a very nice neighborhood. Hallelujah. And then you go and you can't even get past the front door. You go inside and you can't get past the front door because, you know, it's got all type of stuff up to the ceiling. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah. But hallelujah, we got spiritual hoarders. So we got people, amen, hallelujah, amen. They look good on the outside. Hallelujah. You know, first when you get in church, amen, they try to clean you up. Hallelujah. Make your skirts longer. Hallelujah. Take off your makeup. Hallelujah. Make you wear certain things a certain way, but the heart just wasn't right. Amen. Sitting in service and you think, amen, hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven, but you on your way to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all might not like me all the way today. Hallelujah. Y'all know that this word, amen, it always hits the preacher first. Hallelujah. It always hits here first. Amen. So, hallelujah. I'm not pointing any fingers. Amen. But, hallelujah, we got to clean it up. Hallelujah. You can hardly get through the door. Amen. Hallelujah. With some saints. Amen. That's how we do. We got so much pain. Amen. That you can't get through to their hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got so much unforgiveness. Amen. And we're spiritually hoarding that. Amen. Hallelujah. And the bitterness that's in us. Hallelujah. Won't let anybody in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The unfaithfulness to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual hoarding. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah tells us, amen, hallelujah, that the heart is deceitfully, amen, above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. Who can know it? We don't even know. Amen. We thinking, hallelujah, I'm good. Amen. But until you've been tried, you thought you was good. Amen. But when you went to the grocery store, amen, and they pulled in front of that parking space, amen, and you start calling them everything but the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, there's something in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I ain't talking about y'all. Amen. I'm just, amen. Hallelujah. There's some things in us, every one of us, amen, that we got to work on. And we want God to clean us up, amen, and give us the right spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever, hallelujah, I was tried, I think it was yesterday. Amen. And I thought that, amen, I had fixed this certain situation, this relationship with somebody, a family member. Amen. And that person's name popped up on my phone. And I, you know, you can forgive people and you can try to forget about it, but that name pop up and things started rising up. Why are you calling me? What do you want? How, like I said, you getting tried, amen, before you even preach it. Hallelujah. How you gonna preach to somebody and you ain't even been through it? Hallelujah. What do you want? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And God just hit me right in the face. I was like, oh, I said, oh, it's still there. Amen. So I got to still work on that. Amen. I still got to repent, have a repentant heart. Amen. Hallelujah. We fool ourselves when we, amen, thinking, hallelujah, we don't have any sins. Hallelujah. You know what we do? We say, child, I had to tell her how it was. Amen. I had to tell that teacher, amen, you're not going to fool with me and my kids. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we turn around and say, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. He knows your heart. Hallelujah. He sure does. Who can know it? God knows it. Amen. Hallelujah. So you ain't fooling nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do some things that I ain't supposed to do that's against the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell this coworker off. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I ain't no punk, right? Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, you can't say that in the pulpit. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. I'm just keeping it real. Amen. Hallelujah. But God knows your heart. Amen. I'm going to have this last drink. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to watch this last porn movie. And then I'm, you know, because can't nobody see all those things. Amen. Can't nobody see what you're doing in the private parts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless you got some real good discernment. Amen. Hallelujah. But God does. God sees it all. Hallelujah. And sometimes, amen, it's hurtful and it's a sad place when it becomes a routine. If it becomes a routine and you don't find it necessary to repent from it, hallelujah, you're in a dangerous place. Hallelujah, you don't have a clean heart. Amen? Hallelujah. I was also thinking back, amen, when me and my husband was, amen, applying to be foster care parents, amen. Hallelujah. They wanted to turn over every rock. They had to turn over everything in our finances. They had to turn over everything. They had to come and do home visits. Amen. And so we had to clean up those rooms. Amen. And we had to take them in the garage that wasn't clean. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But amen. Hallelujah. We finally got to a place, but they wanted to just get everything. They wanted to check all the cracks and the crevices. Hallelujah. And that's what God does. He's going to overturn everything. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to expose you. Hallelujah. And you ought to be grateful if he shows you you. Amen. When he shows you you. Hallelujah. God is omniscient. Omniscient. Amen. If I'm saying it correctly. He omniscient. Amen. He's all knowing. All seeing God. He's omnipotent. Amen. Amen. He's all power and wind. Amen. Hallelujah. This little vortex, amen, that we went through, amen. He got all power over that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah, we got to get a clean spirit, amen. And I was looking up here. I don't know if y'all can see it, but amen, hallelujah. One portion there, that's not a clean heart, amen. But over here is a clean heart, amen. And well, heart, we got thefts, we got envy, we got, I can't hardly see it. We got pride, adulteries, amen, hallelujah. Evil thoughts, hallelujah. Can't nobody see those things, but God can, hallelujah. As I close, amen, hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, hallelujah, or at night, amen, and you wash, amen, hallelujah. You wash your body or wash up, hallelujah. That's how God wants us to do on a daily basis. On a daily basis, amen, hallelujah. He wants you to wash yourself with the word of God. He wants you to wash yourself with praise, amen. We got to wash ourselves daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. David said, cleanse me with hyssop. That's what he told God. The scripture that we just read. We know, amen. If you don't know, go back and read it. Amen. How David sinned. And that's what brought him to that point, amen, where he was able to see his sins, amen. Hallelujah. He had committed adultery. He had murdered. He had murdered someone, put him on the front lines. He was lying. He was doing everything that he thought he could do. Amen. He was walking around here like he thought everything was okay. Hallelujah. But when somebody shows you you, amen, or when God shows you you, amen, hallelujah, you got to take heed. Hallelujah. So Nathan came to him and told him, amen, hallelujah, this is what's going on. What would you do? And so he had the nerve to tell him what he would do to somebody who did all the things that he did. But when he found out it was him, hallelujah, that's where the repentance came, amen. He was like, oh, my God, clean me up with hyssop, amen. Hyssop is like this bush, amen, this aromatic bush, amen, that'll clean you up and you'll be smelling good and looking good, hallelujah. He wants him to do that, amen, hallelujah. And it's hard to do when we're living in an unrepentant society, amen, hallelujah. Nobody wants to repent. Nobody has godly sorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I forgive me. I won't do that anymore. But you're not anymore. But you don't have any godly sorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. And that makes it easier for you to go back to where you were. Hallelujah. He's asking for the United States to repent. Amen. Amen. Anything goes right now. Hallelujah. Y'all see that? Y'all see it on TV? You see it? Amen. Our kids are like, it's okay to do that. It's all good. Amen. But anything goes. Amen. Wrong is right, and right is wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to have a repentant heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so after he reproves us and he rebukes us, amen, and tells us, amen, what we need to work on, amen, aren't you glad for restoration? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can restore us. Hallelujah. Amen. After amen. Hallelujah. You realize everything you got to work on. Hallelujah. Because we're striving for perfection. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's able to restore us. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says the Holy Ghost won't dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe, amen, the Holy Ghost amen, might be where that love is. Hallelujah. And it's like almost covered up. Amen. And at some point, it won't dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. So the Holy Ghost, amen, is almost getting starved out. Hallelujah. It's getting pushed out. Hallelujah. By all those other things. Amen. Hallelujah. Your ministry depends on it. Hallelujah. A clean heart. Your ministry depends on it. Your family depends on it. Your co-workers are depending on you to have a clean heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your witness, amen, is depending on that. Hallelujah. Don't let your goods be evil spoken of. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that he healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. Amen. Some of us got broken hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. But God can heal it. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you beauty for ashes. Amen. The oil of joy for mourning. He'll give you the garment of praise. Amen. For the spirit of heaviness. Some of us are heavy today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got to surrender. Amen. That we may be called. Amen. To be the true. Amen. The trees of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So the message is simple. Amen. But the act can be complicated. If we let our flesh, amen, overrule us, amen. But we ought to ask God on a daily basis, create in me a clean heart, and then renew the right spirit in me. Help me to have the right spirit to deal with people, amen. Help me to have the right spirit, amen, amen, everywhere that I go. Hallelujah. When people look at you, they ought to be able to see a difference, amen. Hallelujah. They can't see your heart, but they can see a difference. They can see, oh my gosh, she's different. He's different. There's something about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the doctors, amen, when they're looking at your heart, they'll take the stethoscope and they'll listen to it beating and be like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on, but something could be wrong. Amen. So they got to put you up to an EKG, or they got to do an x-ray, right, sisters? Or they might have to do an ultrasound. Amen. So they can see the innermost parts. Amen. Hallelujah. So they can fix it. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's what God does. Amen. He's got to go in the innermost parts where can't nobody see. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't know what each other's going through. Amen. Hallelujah. But God does. And he's here to restore us. Amen. Hallelujah. So if there's anybody who, amen, needs prayer on today, we're going to ask the altar workers to come. Amen. Amen. We'll pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, they'll pray for you. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. God is able to restore us, amen, and renew the right spirit in us, hallelujah. He'll take it just like that soap, amen, hallelujah, and just wash us clean. But you know what the devil does, he'll come and say, well, you know when you leave church today, you know what you're gonna do. Hallelujah, I've been there. I used to sit in the back and I'd be come to church. I was faithful coming to church, Bishop. But I knew when I went home and me and my friends got together, amen, we was going to smoke a joint. Hallelujah, I knew it. Hallelujah, I knew it. I was like, okay, well, you know, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're talking to a backslider. I know what it's like to be a backslider. Amen, but he was able to renew it in me, amen. Hallelujah, he was able to clean me up. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, I can tell y'all some stories. Hallelujah. Y'all see the outside, but amen, sometimes he wants you to expose yourself, tell your testimony, amen, hallelujah, so you can let somebody else know, hallelujah, you can make it, hallelujah, you're not too far gone, amen, hallelujah, if there be not anyone who desires prayer on today, y'all continue to pray for me, hallelujah, lift me up, amen, hallelujah, we'll turn it back over to our pastor, Bishop Jones.
Wonderful, wonderful word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not only a wonderful word, but it's a powerful word. When you understand David's position and what he'd done. And the one thing I like about what he said, for I acknowledge. He said, I ain't pointing no finger, no, but I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I done this evil. So, you know, he made a full confession. And the Bible says, David was a man. God said, David was a man after my own heart. You know, got it together. And sometimes, you know, I'm so glad that while we're trying to get it together, God is still good to us. You know that's called grace and mercy. You know, because many of us could have been cut off a long time ago. Amen. I could not have made it to be 82 years old if God had got me way back when I was doing my mess. Amen. It wasn't me that was keeping me. It was God. It was the mercy of God. Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Amen. I'm so glad that God doesn't see like man. Because man looketh on outward appearance. Amen. But God looketh where? God looketh on that heart. So we thank God for that's a powerful message. Hallelujah. And I tell you, every day I got to repent. Amen. I don't care if you're the bishop, the pastor, whoever you are. Amen. Sometimes you don't have to, even if you think something, you know, or you allow Satan to get you to think what he's thinking. Just for a moment, you got to get that thing right. Should have never, you can't keep him from tempting you, but when you just a glimpse, try to think about it. Well, no, you can't go down that road. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you can't even think wrong. I got to clean up my thought process. And I got to watch what I watch on TV. Because when you're sitting there watching, eating your popcorn and your, amen, and your onion rings and your Funyuns and all that kind of stuff, drinking your soda pop and hot tea, amen. They doing all kinds of, saying all kinds of profanity and vulgarity, amen. And that stuff going to your eye gate and your ear gate, and pretty soon you're going to be saying what they are saying or think what they're saying. You just can't do that because our TV is... used to be with censorship years ago. Certain things you couldn't say, you couldn't show, but now anything goes. You set to see anything. And this is how corrupt America has become. But you know, even God said for us, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that's us, right? who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Lord, have mercy. Then will I hear from heaven, I will heal their land, and I will forgive their sins. That's the kind of God we serve. Deacon, I wouldn't be standing here today had not been for the mercy of God. Amen. All things I've been through, accidents, been in two automobile accidents. Hallelujah. The first one, Detra should have killed me. There's no way I could have survived that first one. And I was just a little kid. Amen. But God said, no. His mercy and his grace. He said, God said, I got something for you to do. So we love the Lord. I tell you, I like those kinds of messages when it comes down your street and knocks on your door. Amen. I will say, come on in, Lord. Amen. God bless you. We'll give God another hand to pray for the word. Hallelujah. Oh, we love the Lord today. God bless you. God bless you. We love the Lord. Getting that ready to receive our offering. Amen. Deacons will come. And certainly, God is good. God is good.